shout hallelujah every day.
Thank God it's Friday and God bless you. This is the Healing Podcast message of Hallelujah Every Day. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Today, and as usual, we depend exceedingly on the Holy Spirit to do the miraculous. I'm just his vessel to speak and the Holy Spirit execute. It's good morning from here, however your time zone, God bless you. Please get ready a faith item, bottle or container of water. When it's time to pray, you will present it for blessing. God can use anything to change your situation, and he will today in Jesus' name. We read the account of a leper in the Bible who went to Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 8 verses 1 through 3, the New King James Version, and I read, "When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. 'I am willing,' he said, 'be clean.' Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy." Hallelujah. Child of God, this man wanted to know the willingness of Jesus. Questions were in his heart, and he put those questions out for Jesus to know. Number one thought which would have been in his mind was, will he heal me? Is he willing to heal me? Am I qualified to receive attention from him? Will he attend to my type, or is he only attending to some class of people? I don't have anything to offer. Will he heal me without me paying for it? Is this Jesus free of charge? Random thoughts, imaginations, and possibly many questions going on in his mind like many today. And then Jesus did the most unexpected thing. Child of God, remember that leprosy is infectious. Lepers naturally aren't allowed to live or walk in the midst of normal people in Israel. They are kept outside the city gate. But here was a man who breached protocol. He breached the law in that society. He dared to go to Jesus. And then Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Hallelujah. Child of God, that same Jesus is still healing today, and his answer to you, like he said to that man, "I am willing." I am asking the Lord to touch you today with his touch of healing, spiritually and of course physically. Psalm 107 and verses 20 says, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." Jesus touched the leprous man, likely to encourage him that though your affliction chases people away from you, I, Jesus, am not running away from you. I am here with you, therefore receive your healing. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't touch blind Bartimaeus, but only sent the word, spoken word, into the root of the situation, and Bartimaeus' eyes were open. Maybe, just maybe, your predicament has made you cry so much. Maybe it caused depression. Maybe people have labeled you barren, sick, or even a witch or wizard because of the sickness or infirmity that had troubled you. Today, I lean on the shoulder of Jesus and I use the hand of the Holy Spirit to touch your life. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Let the fountain of the crisis dry to the roots in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus said, "If only we believe, all things are possible." Now I pray on the faith item and water. Father, in Jesus' name, let the power of the Holy Spirit brood over these items and the container of water. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit possess them for healing and restoration in Jesus' name. I command, as you use the water, let every stubborn situation give way in Jesus' name. Let fibroids dissolve, blockages open up. Let eyes receive healing, ear, nose, throat cases. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse them all in the name of Jesus. Let there be glory restoration. Cases that defy medicine receive the blood of Jesus and become well in Jesus' name. I also pray for spinsters, those with unexplainable situations. I dip you into the refining blood of Jesus for permanent solutions in Jesus' name. It is well with you. Those struggling with issues of spirit, husband and wife, I inject into your body the antidote, which is the blood of Jesus, to consume you and root out any stranger of darkness in your body, physical and spiritual, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Child of God, before we round up the podcast, it's happy birthday and happy anniversary to all celebrants born on this date in history. and those with anniversary of weddings and special events. God bless you and give you more of His grace, presence and abundance. Your joy will be full in Jesus' name. We thank you for listening and all support accorded us in spreading the daily podcast around the world. When you rebroadcast this message, you are evangelizing and drawing many to Jesus. Follow our new Telegram page, Hallelujah Every Day. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.